just a good old boy.
Obama's gonna put you in jail.
Never meaning no harm.
You guys are all gonna go to jail.
Be tall, you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'm coming day and night.
Three times a week,
get together,
everybody party and have a good time.
But we tortured some folks.
Hitler had plans.
See through all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
Don't bitch kick him!
Football pussies.
Go ask you.
Holy shit, man! That's the other building! That's terrorist!
Other building?
That's terrorist, bro! That's fucking terrorist!
Hello, my little trolls, my little sock puppets.
You're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the terror mats and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Chronicle.su. We've gone back to the old welcome to another adjective episode of Chronicle.su format of introduction. And we're about to call old Kilgore. Kilgore was named after the fish from Kurt Vonnegut's Breakfast of Champions. Which makes him a pretty cool guy. You know what I mean? To be named after a fish. All right, let's see here. Here we go.
We got Kilgore Trout on the line. Let's see here.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
I am watching the Happy Chewbacca Mask song.
This Shmoyoho shit?
Yeah, it's their latest song. Actually, I was on their wrong channel sending you this.
Yeah, the Gregory Brothers are their bullshit program.
Oh, my God, that much. It's okay.
They're doing this thing where they make sad songs happy and happy songs sad, but, like, neither one of us knew the songs.
And they also play Wrecking Ball in like, a bluegrass style.
That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, but it's really unoriginal, I think.
So is Wrecking Ball, right? I mean, Wrecking Ball wasn't this pinnacle of the genre where everything changed afterwards.
Right, and if you change it into bluegrass, it really doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't change it any.
You know what I'd like to hear done in a bluegrass style? Is that song by Gnarls, whatever, is it Gnarls Barkley? Crazy? What's that guy's name?
Oh, I don't know.
You make me something crazy, you know that song? I think his name is Gnarls Barkley.
You want to hear that with the banjo?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Maybe a fiddle solo in there.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, his name really is Gnarls Barkley, just like Charles Barkley. You know Charles Barkley?
I don't follow sports, man.
Yeah, Kim's
a sports. He plays basketball, right?
Yeah, he was a ball player. I don't think he still is because he was born like, he's older than our parents.
Oh, my guy who does the weirdest golf swing ever and then points at people and fucking cusses them out if they say anything.
Charles Barkley?
Yeah. Let me see if that's true. Charles Barkley golfing. He has this really weird golf swing where he swings the thing and then
stops. That's not Charles Barkley.
Yeah, it is, dude. Is it a different Charles Barkley?
Well, because I'm looking at Charles Barkley's Wikipedia page right now, and it says post-basketball life. He was an analyst. He got into gambling pretty bad. Politics, books, acting.
Oh, he's not a pro golfer.
And a DUI.
He's just a, he just does it as like a, for, you know how celebrities do golfing. That's the only reason anybody can see it.
I don't, dude. Control F doesn't find anything about golfing under this asshole.
You gotta go to Google and look up his golf swing.
Oh, man.
It's really something. He does it how he likes to. You know, I'll tell you that.
What is
you're not watching him? I mean, there's a million videos of him doing this bizarre swing,
and he calls people down if they start to laugh. And
yeah,
stuff.
somebody once was like hassling him about it because you know how it's like you might want to yell out like keep swinging already. Oh, God damn it! Somebody did that, and he like just pointed at him and said, "I don't know."
He
said
I think
some
I found
really
it.
Mean thing. And the guy got just kicked out.
Oh, he does this retarded where he goes for it, but he hesitates, and he goes for it, and he hesitates. And he finally... No, he hesitates again. This can't be real. No, he goes for it. Dude, what the fuck? He's so fat now.
I don't know why
now.
You brought him up, man, but that reminded me of that swing.
It's called World's Ugliest Golf Swing. Oh, and there's a compilation
ugly.
Of them, too. Yeah, it's, well, that's not how you play golf, man. It's like he was...
It's how he plays it, though. He can hit it really hard for not really swinging through. It's kind of like a joke, almost.
Yeah. He goes for it like he's thinking about it, or like he's trying to like threaten the ball.
Like it is a man. If I was the ball, I would feel menaced by him. You know?
I wouldn't
he's
know.
He's got his legs like locked in this most uncomfortable looking position you'll ever see. You like, know, I don't know why he's standing like that.
Why does he do that? I've, you know, he holds all these records in the NBA. I mean, I when I was a little boy, I played as him. I would, like, pull him to whatever team I was playing because he had these dank stats.
Yeah.
And he was so ahead of the game on everything in life. He had money and fame, and now he's doing this fucking ridiculous golf swing over and over.
He does this thing where he wiggles his knees, too, if you get it at the right angle. I just sent you one. And, like, you can see both his knees completely vibrating in and out. Like, he's, you just can't even, you remember Fei Long in Street Fighter when he'd win? He kind of wiggled.
Which Street Fighter was that? I never played as Fei Long.
Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 2, man. Fei Long, he wasn't, I don't think he's been brought back for too many games.
Because he had that weird move?
Yeah, he looked kind of like he pees himself.
Oh,
and it looks like that
Charles
Barkley, too. He looks like he's peeing himself.
He looks like he's having a spasm or something.
Yeah.
And why does he go... He goes about... Like, yeah, he's not doing a full swing at all when he goes for the ball.
I know. It's unbelievable.
You think this guy is, like, even approaching par?
He knocked off the motherfucking head of the thing. He hit it so hard.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that. The head of his club came off. And his caddy's pissed.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's not your fucking clubs. You just hand them to him. And Charles Barkley's acting all confused. Like, they don't make this club right, man.
He probably believes that all the strength is in that last little bit, you know, of the swing. And he's probably just trying to control it from going too far, you know. There's probably some kind of reason.
Now
he's not just like
with the club.
You know, like Happy. You know, like Happy Gilmore's swing, that ridiculous running at it type of swing.
He just signed the club head. and handed it over to someone. He autographed it.
That's funny. I bet that's worth a couple dollars.
Couple dollars? He can gamble that away. Jesus. All right. What the fuck? No, Gnarls Barkley's Crazy would sound really good done in a bluegrass style with, like, not so heavy the banjo, but definitely a strong mandolin and fiddle.
I don't even really know that song.
You ever heard of this Threema app?
I probably heard that song. What's Threema?
I thought you were going to ask me what the name of that song is. It's called Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Oh, you know, they did that in the video we were just watching, right?
Oh, really? I had the sound turned off.
But how are you judging this music if you've got the sound turned off?
Well, I was looking at Charles Barkley's thing.
Oh, not in the Charles Barkley video. The fucking...
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, yeah. Did you want that in a... You want that done, bluegrass, well, just Google it. It's for sure someone's done it.
All right.
Probably a million people have done it.
I've seen some good Ween done in bluegrass style.
I bet it's all over the place. There's probably a whole album. There's probably an album called Picking on Ween. Picking on Ween, there you go. It's already an album.
No, it isn't.
You don't believe me, it is. Just Google it, man.
This is sounded like a couple. So teenage
it's actually
girls
a, no, it's a whole band, and we are like. Let's start.
No, it isn't.
Important.
Shut up.
Let's start talking about something important, man. Like
politics,
advanced humans and humanity.
No, I don't want to talk anymore about. We got to get Nemelka on the show.
When Nemelka, we know you're listening, and we know you're paying like. Laser beam attention to Chronicle SU right now. So, call into our show one day. You need to email press@chronicle.su. And we're offering you a $100,000 award if you can not make an asshole out of yourself.
That's $100,000 out of Chronicle.su's year end profit.
And that is a fake reward, just as. And we'll say that openly, just as he does. You know, and the thing about the whole these Nemelka things is he's always telling you out front that, oh, by the way, this is a total fake. So I think that's why he's got this kind of seemingly really slick production and all these assistants who are helping in his manipulations, who are in on it, you know? Because he's just so forward about that. He probably only attracts he attracts those people, and then he attracts a bunch of little old ladies.
Yeah, and these fucking hippie, spiritualist women that... why does it have to be women? I feel like it is women, but why?
Well, there is this charm. I mean, look at the guy. If you're a little old lady, and you had Nemelka, you know, smiling and telling you things, you just... nod and believe it, right? You're very suggestible. Maybe it's got to be the right kind of person, not just a little lady, but you know, suggestible.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Mormon.
Like that woman that came up to me when I worked at the video store. She grabbed me by the wrist and she looks me in the eyes and she goes, "Do you know what's going on in this country?" You've probably seen those people driving the Jeep around town. It says Infowars.com on the back of their Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she wears the Infowars fucking magnetic bracelets and stuff that fights off the...
Oh, and the... And she's probably inhaling silver lungs right now.
Alex Jones fucking powering up, ready to go Super Saiyan. She's like, I can't wait to see what happens on the next episode of Alex Jones when he finally fights Vegeta.
The globalist, man. You know, I wonder what Alex Jones made of the Humanity Party. If he said anything about it, I'm sure it would be like, that would be the guy who would flip his lid and be like, this is the globalists, people.
Alex Jones.
I told you Anonymous was been infiltrated.
Well, he probably had his goons Google this Nemelka guy, which apparently turns up like a shitload of mugshots.
Well, you know, they're not for the shocking, horrible things like not paying child support or, you know, something like that is really what he's been in for. And this heroin thing, though, seems like it could be really bad if it's what it appears to be, right? I mean, it's just scary, that kind of thing. Imagine these little old ladies who, I mean, geez, the littlest hit and they're just advanced beyond where they need to ever be.
The Humanity Party has been doing Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I found one from May 15th. There's a soundbite.
Yeah, there's only a soundbite. They've deleted it because I think it was probably embarrassing and shitty. And maybe, and in fact, probably what they did is told too much. Because that's what he does, is he, at the big opening, he's like, yeah, of course it's all a manipulation and a lie. And isn't that the truth of things or something?
And everybody's like, yeah!
And then he deletes it. Yeah. I don't know.
It's So there's a group of people who, because they were there when he said it, or they saw the video before it was deleted, they're in on it.
Right.
So we're the assholes for supposedly taking the bait, as they would see it. Like, look, of course, they fell for it. They think it's just about the heroin. They think it's just about the advanced humanism. They don't realize that Nemelka's making a big, ironic joke about, what is it? I fucking forgot already.
I think he wrote a book once that was called, like, Manipulate or Be Manipulated, The Choice is Yours or something. So it's really some cynical shit, you know?
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, disprove the whole idea of, like, a political party or something like that, or...
Also, he disproves science, he disproves all philosophy, and he disproves all religion, and he support, and the advanced humanity idea is outside of all of those and above them and eternal, which is, of course, the most absurd thing I've ever heard, maybe, and it's a total lie, but as an idea, just without all that kind of inflated garbage where, oh, this is the only truth, this is the one truth, and also the lie promises, like, you're going to live forever, you're eternal, and you've always been eternal, right? It's the same thing that a religion gives you, and it's kind of this big mix, but there is the advanced human idea, which is kind of an interesting sci-fi thing, right? And that's that in, I guess,
that's where you get the hip 40-somethings.
Yeah, it's not even the kind of sci-fi you'd expect out of Anonymous. It's really not at all related.
It's like that episode of Rick and Morty, you're jacking in. And it's a big,
yeah,
big
it is
joke.
Like that.
Jack into the joke ride.
The joke life.
And fucking, but the heroin habit is very real.
No, you know, that would have been a much better joke on Rick and Morty, though. Imagine if Rick had just gone in there and taken hits of heroin until he died, and then he came out and was like, yeah, what about it? Right?
That'd be a waste of a schmeckle.
But, yeah, well, I guess so.
Because
he did much cooler things.
Yeah, he took Roy off the grid. Which was apparently pretty impressive. He didn't just get addicted to heroin or get addicted to the safety of working at the carpet store like Morty did. The first thing.
That's what kids always do, is they get into that little safe.
Right.
Safe.
Do the safe thing.
Yeah.
Collect the balloons or whatever the fuck. You ever seen the kids that play these new games? Like, you remember Flappy Bird? That was just one button.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, these games are hard to call games, you know? Sometimes. Flappy Bird is actually a real game. that's a good game. But I mean, like, what's the one? Angry Birds. It's just kind of like, you know, I can imagine a chimp playing that game forever, you know?
Well, first of all, it was a stolen idea.
Oh, yeah? Flappy Birds or Angry Birds?
Wait, Angry Birds, yeah.
You know, yeah.
The idea itself, the
Castle Crusher.
And who knows? It probably goes even farther back than that.
Yeah, I remember the Gorilla game.
There was Kaltos on PC and MS-DOS. I played it as a kid.
Yeah,
you threw cows.
It was just a toss game.
Yeah.
But even that was much harder because you had to input coordinates and numbers.
That's
and this
true.
Is just, this is just boing. There you go.
Yeah, pull it at this angle, pull it at that angle. It's slightly different every time you're on a little screen. And it's designed anyway. They took that original design of Crush the Castle and they made it intentionally bullshit so that you would have to do the microtransactions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the flappy bombs or whatever. Angry cluster bombs.
Everyone praised it as some like great new game, right? And it, even to the point where I heard a review of it on NPR, like, oh, I'm so obsessed with Angry Birds and it's so fun, but wasn't much to it. It wasn't new, it wasn't different. I guess they simplified it. That's what makes it fun. Basically, you just kind of poke at your screen until things happen. So you feel like you're interacting with it. And, I mean, you are, right? A little bit.
You describe it the way a monkey in a lab would interact with it, just poking the screen until something happens with it.
You know, I saw some not very convincing review, although I think it had a grain of truth in it, in that the Call of Duty first-person shooter game has increasingly become like a... what is the thing at a casino where you pull a lever? A slot machine. It's like a slot machine, right?
Oh, it's a one-armed bandit. Diablo 3 is the same way, they say.
You just run in there shooting, and you have a 50-50 chance of dying. It's been worked out by the creators so that you feel like you're winning and you don't feel like you're losing. So no matter what, if you're doing 50-50 in Call of Duty, that is exactly what the game was designed to make you do.
But that's like if you just pick it up, because obviously there are people who have like at least a 2-to-1 KD ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
But so you get better at it on like a slot machine.
And they were saying that it was, but by contrasting it with, say, Counter-Strike, they were saying that the learning curve is much closer to the slot machine.
I get that feeling from the guns, too, because the way that the bullets spray and the guns, it feels very much like you're kind of enacting some sort of math rather than, like, letting the recoil slow down for better accuracy. But I was reading on the Diablo forums that people were complaining that because of the way loot drops, it's like every so often you get a legendary loot drop.
That's
a big deal, you know, the orange one. And like you get yellows, and at a certain stage, like of the game, you're not even picking up fucking yellows anymore. You only play for your 3 legendaries a day, and then you log out.
And that's just the same as Eve, though. I mean, you're just in Eve. You're just, I mean, literally, you don't. The game doesn't change at all. As it goes on, it just becomes a little more dangerous and a little more. You've got a little more risk on the line, but it still is essentially, you know, going to these data sites and relic sites and just hoping for money. And you don't even gain skill at the hacking game. Your character gains skill
over time.
Yeah.
Your advanced, no, your mortal self gains those skills. But your advanced.
Your mortal avatar inside Eve is the one gathered. And it's not even, I mean, it's just like, oh, now I can play this mini game that won't fuck me over by being impossible. There are so many impossible mini games until you've done that thing, leveled that up.
Do you see yourself returning to EVE Online?
Maybe in the winter. It's the kind of thing when.
Oh yeah, it's a winter game for sure. I don't like it in the summer and spring.
I got better stuff to do.
But when I come back this winter, man, I'm gonna have some major fucking skills upgraded, you know?
In the dead of winter, yeah.
I'm gonna come back elite. And fight the best.
You'll be so elite. You'll have gained so much skill by not playing the game.
The new players are gonna wonder, like, wow, how long is this motherfucker's beard, you know?
He must have been playing the game forever.
Right. Like, how filthy is this guy's fucking desk? You know, I wonder about their desks and their rooms and stuff. I always think about, like, the people playing this game. Because I've heard
remember
people...
that one guy who was, like, really critical of your management, and then this guy, he couldn't handle it. Once he was put in that position, he couldn't do shit.
Oh, that's right. Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin, yeah, he was like, you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to up... Like, fucking production was at an all-time high, and it was constantly, like, streamlining even better and better. Yeah, and he was like, I would do it differently. So I gave him a star base, and I put him in charge of his own separate office. And I said, okay, that's yours now. You go do it. He never fucking did anything with it. I wound up buying that star base back from him, too, so that he turned a profit on it. That slimy fucking EVE player.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy. You just gotta throw him to the dogs. You should put him in some death type of situations.
Man, there's a bug on my bed, and I wonder if it's a bed bug.
Yeah.
No, bed bugs don't fly. They don't have wings, do they? They just
kind of. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they might jump like a million feet, though.
Yeah, this thing spread its wings, but. That better not be a bed bug.
The winged creature is not gonna be a bed bug. Man, I got bit up by motherfucking what do you call it? Horse flies?
Yeah. Oh,
it's worse than the mosquito. At least I won't get Zika though.
What about that that Zika virus just ripping through where we're supposed to have the Olympics?
Oh yeah, yeah, and all the other, terrible, kind of social ills going on down there as they enter the so-called developed world. Brazil has got, major changes underway, right?
They just lost their fucking president.
Oh right, you know what? There was that horrible coup, that's right. I forgot about that.
And she was a communist, apparently. But, like, not absolutely. A real communist. One of those bought and paid for kinds.
She was real enough for the fascists to come fucking marching in and just seize power like they did.
That was brave of her. But, yeah, so she's... But, I don't think dirty, undrinkable water is going to affect the Olympics, do you?
Well...
Olympians don't need clean water.
Just do what they do in Flint and use a Brita filter or whatever. It's cool.
That was the solution, wasn't it? They brought in a bunch of filters for people.
Yeah, here have a Brita filter. Neoliberalism. We don't need to... infrastructure. Here have some consumer goods that won't be any good in another couple months.
Yeah, dude, those filters, and I mean... You're not going to push that filter, but everybody is going to push that filter. Like, in Richmond, I didn't need to worry about my filter. You know, the water was clean coming out of the filter anyway. I didn't give a fuck. But if I thought that, like, behind that filter was, like, all this lead threatening to come through, I wouldn't even trust the filter, man. Not for a week.
No. I mean, really, it should be good for a little while. If you're getting that fucking brown stuff, probably a couple days it'll be good. It seems like a real band-aid on a fucking gaping test wound, you know?
Dude, it's... Here are your water... Obama, like, didn't he drink the water or something?
I don't know.
Seems like I saw somebody drink a tall glass of water. Man, I was fucking... I was taking a shower tonight. Speaking of water. And I turned on my... I just got to the hotel. It was my first night here, and I turned on the water. And the shower has, you know, the head had a lot of pressure, and it was hitting the bottom of the tub really hard. And I'm up here on the top floor, and I was like, man, that's hitting the tub real hard, you know?
Yeah.
And it was loud and everything, so whatever. I got in the shower, and so at that point, most of the water was hitting me, but it was still really hot, so a lot of the water hit the bottom of the tub too, right? And all the while I was in the shower, I was just kind of like humming to myself and like, soaping up and everything. I keep thinking that, like, I hear something in the room. Like, in my room. So I'm like, what the fuck is that? But I just blow it off because I know there's nobody in my room. The door's locked and everything. And I get out of the shower and I'm drying off my hair. Cause I got so much of it now. And there's a banging on my door, and apparently, like, they've been knocking the whole time I was in the shower. So I'm like, what the fuck is it? And I look through the peephole, and it's like some woman I don't know. And she's telling me that my water is too loud. That my shower water was too loud.
What are you gonna do?
That's what I told her. I said, look, it's just, I just got here. The shower is like that. It's just the way it is. I'm not doing that, like, just to piss you off. And I didn't open the door. I'm yelling this through the door, so you gotta yell really loud. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then, so she says that she's gonna go get the manager of the hotel or whatever. I yell, go get the fucking manager. Through my door. I'm a real tough guy from the side of this closed door. I said, go get the fucking manager. So this meek little lady comes up, and I open the door for her, and she's like, yeah, what's going on? Like, this woman tells me that you're making all this noise up here, and it was only 6 o'clock in the evening. Like, the sun was high in the sky, man. And I said, yeah, I took a shower in your thing, and the girl says, it's probably just on the wrong setting. There's a setting. Like, you can... reach up and, like, turn the thing on the shower head. I said, I'm here for one night. Like, I don't care about that setting. Like, sorry it was so loud and it upset that woman, but okay, it's over.
She came in and blamed you for their faulty shower head. What the hell?
Oh, it's not faulty, Bill. It's a customizable shower head, okay? If you read the advertising for the hotel in my hotel room, it tells you all about how great this fucking shower head is. But yeah, it was like really surging out a beam of
like a fire hose, man.
This shower had a healthy prostate, let's just say that.
God.
It created this whole thing. And I said, you know what? Explain this to your maids, okay? Because explain to them why room 320 didn't leave a tip.
Oh.
Because no, I didn't say that, but.
You got yelled at.
No, I didn't say that, but I already put the tip out, so.
Well, that's nice of you. Yeah. Those managers, though, it doesn't seem like she knew how to handle the situation at all.
Yeah, because she comes at me with this customer is always right horse shit, but I'm a customer too, you know.
You got a customer fight, then it gets dicey. Then two people are right, and you have to be the wrong one, and she didn't do that.
But I thought I might have to fight that woman through my door, you know.
It sounded like she was about to fight you, just over just getting so pissed about fire, you know, this fire hose going off over there at 6 p.m. of all time.
She thought, I don't know what she thought I was doing. I said, I'm not doing this just to piss you off. It's just the way the shower is.
Goddamn. You know,
like, who is she? Who the fuck does she think she is down there? That I'm up here like, oh man, I can't wait to give 220 the fucking business today. I'm going to turn that shower wide open. That I just come up here. I don't know what
she said. I had to do what I had to do.
She said, ma'am, I wasn't in the shower. That's just how I pee. I have a healthy prostate. Thank you for checking. Well, look, this is ridiculous.
That's about it. Yeah, I think we've really... That shower story, that's a great clincher. And
we really cinched it.
Yeah.
What about Charles Barkley's ridiculous fucking golf swing, though?
Yeah, what about it?
He goes in like you would... He swings that golf club down on the ball like he's attacking a person.
And he hits it really, really hard. I mean, he can break off the fucking tip of it, you know?
I mean, you gotta wonder. It seems like I saw this guy on the Golf Channel now that I think about it, because my dad watches a lot of Golf Channel.
Oh, they probably joke about it constantly, like it's the best thing they've ever seen. It's probably their only joke they go to in golf.
It's a 24-hour golf thing. Network. They have to keep returning to that.
Yeah. And now for your Charles Barkley moment.
And let's dip into the archives for some classic 2009 Charles Barkley golf swings. That always gets
this
the animals.
This is the one where he yells out curse words.
I didn't see him. I got to go back and find the video of him pointing at the crowd and calling them out.
Yeah, I sure do.
I heard he did that, though. Not just from you, but other reliable sources, such as Golf Channel. Kilgore, thanks as always for your expertise on the Humanity Party and other subjects.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
I'm Hatesek, and this has been a proud episode of Chronicle.su. Hate Radio by Legal Joker Incorporated. You guys go out there. Kilgore, I'm going to see you tomorrow. You want to get together?
Yeah, let's play some virtual reality.
I don't know how long this drive's going to take, but I'll let you know when I hit the road.
Are we still recording?
Yeah. All right, so I'll just talk to you online.
All right,
go fuck yourselves. Good night. Yeah.
covered. I closed my eyes and I drifted to sleep. I dreamt about me maybe throwing a party, and just how great that would be.
Thank you much, that's a meeting too.